Albert Bierstadt. He's a late 19th century artist, most well known for his majestic landscape paintings of the Wind River Range, Yellowstone, and the American West. But there's more to him than paintings of grand open spaces. The Buffalo Bill Center of the West in Cody and the Gilcrease Museum in Tulsa, Oklahoma, worked together to create an exhibit exploring Bierstadt's influence on conservation and wildlife management in America. It's called Albert Bierstadt, Witness to the Changing West. Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska talks to three museum curators as they tell the little-known story of a beloved American artist.
Albert Bierstadt is best known as an American landscape painter, but he was actually born in Germany, as his last name would suggest. He immigrated here at a young age and went back to Germany to study academic painting, and then brought those skills and applied them in the American West to great success.
So Bierstadt is most famous for his landscape paintings, for this really large scale and these really dramatic scenes of cloudscapes and mountains. But that's not all that he did. He also did paintings of Native American cultures. He also did paintings of wildlife. And this exhibition will focus more on his history paintings, his paintings that include people, and his paintings that show animal migrations and wildlife. And we'll look at how some of these images were specifically targeting early conservation efforts in the United States.
We titled the exhibition Albert Bierstadt, Witness to a Changing West, and that really gets to the meat of our argument. Bierstadt didn't just travel west and depict what he saw. He was invested in his subject matter. He witnessed these incredible changes, and by witness, we mean not just telling the stories, but actually testifying to changes that were taking place in the West.
And in 1859, he traveled west of the Mississippi for the first time into present-day Wyoming to the Wind River Mountains. And he was just blown away by the sight.
And he made a living starting with his interpretations of the Wind River Mountain. One of the major paintings he produced was called The Rocky Mountains. The critiques of that painting by the art reviewers were mixed. Half of them said, this is wonderful that Bierstadt had incorporated a whole tribe of Shoshone Indians in the foreground of this painting. Another group, and perhaps more prominently and more numerously, said, Mr. Bierstadt, you're missing something here. You're either going to be a figure painter and paint Indians, or you're going to be a landscape painter and paint these landscapes. You can't mix the two, because when you mix the two, you have two paintings in one. And so Bierstadt flipped a coin, I guess, I don't know, and said, maybe I could make a better living painting landscapes. So he made that's why this is a dividing point in his career.
And his paintings certainly portrayed this idea that the West was a really endless resource earlier in his career. But he also witnessed the really profound changes that occurred in the American West through the 19th century with the destruction of the bison, with the Plains Indian conflicts and the relocation of Native cultures to reservations. And so his artwork takes a shift in tone towards the end of his career, and he starts directly addressing some of these changes.
When he joined the Boone and Crockett Club, this was his way of making a monumental statement. He starts painting paintings that incorporate wildlife, and the buffalo is the symbol of the West. The buffalo is also, if we understand Northern Plains cultures, the buffalo is a symbiotic entity with the Northern Plains Indians. The Northern Plains Indians refer to themselves as the buffalo cultures. Their first matter of business in their minutes in 1888 say, we need to get Congress to pass laws to protect the wildlife in Yellowstone National Park. He says, well, I'll paint a painting. In fact, he paints two, and they're called The Last of the Buffalo. And the Indian and the buffalo are fighting in a contest, and both the Indian and the buffalo are going to die. And symbolically is that that's the end. What happens to the Indian happens to the buffalo, and they go together. And he saw that that moment was imminent and that it needed to be brought to the attention of people. And that the way I can do it as a grand manner painter of landscapes is to insert this narrative, history, into the work. It sold to a guy named North. He paid Bierstadt $50,000 for that painting, our version of the painting, the highest price ever commanded by any American artist in the 19th century. It was all over the press that this painting of The Last of the Buffalo, Bierstadt's commentary on the poaching of the buffalo in Yellowstone Park and this fate of the buffalo and the Indian together, had commanded the highest price of any American artist. And so it was all over the papers in Europe. It was all over the papers in America. So Bierstadt, as a contributor to the cause, sort of indirectly, had really had a momentous moment.
His images showing the extinction of the bison, the near extinction of the bison, that helped prompt the United States government to act and to actually take deliberate steps to prevent the extinction of an entire species. And I think that's just one story out of so many that show that artists do change the way we see our world.
That was Karen McWhorter and Peter Hasrick, curators at the Buffalo Bill Center of the West, and Laura Fry, curator from the Gilcrease Museum in Oklahoma. The exhibition opens at the Buffalo Bill Center of the West on June 8th. In the fall, it will move to the Gilcrease Museum in Tulsa, Oklahoma. On a future episode of the show, we'll get a second preview of the Bierstadt exhibit. This time, we'll learn about the importance one piece of work can have to an entire exhibition. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Camila Kudelska at the Center of the West in Cody.